What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, if you have children, if you've been married or in a long-term relationship with a woman, one of the most disrespectful things that that woman can do is decide to take off and take the children without a proper explanation as to why. And the fact that we live in a society that continuously allow women to do this is absolutely sickening. However, there are men out there, when this scenario happens, they will take matters into their own hands. Like the man in this article that was published on the 24th of November. Family and police plead for help finding estranged husband accused of wife's stabbing deletion. Well, it would appear that this man decided to literally put his estranged wife to the sword. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Police in North Texas are searching for a husband who they say terminated his wife and then fled, likely to Mexico. If he jumped the border back into Mexico, guess what? You're not going to find him. Hilda Garula, 34, was stabbed to deletion at her home in Balch Springs on Tuesday. The attack at a home on Eric Drive was witnessed by members of her own family. Now, police are searching for Louis Pardo, 38, for his wife's termination. Now, one would ask, why would he do this? Well, as we all know, the standard operating procedure of the lamestream media is to paint him as a devil and her as an innocent angel. But gentlemen, you know, I always ask, what is the story behind the story? Yeah, there are things that more than likely this couple were going through, and I'm pretty sure her family probably knew about it, that they didn't want to tell him. But the devil is always in the details, gentlemen. The devil is always in the details. Quote unquote, he was very upset because she decided to leave him, and he kept begging her, quote unquote, just give me one more chance. Just give me one more chance. Hilda Garula's sister Griselda told WFAA, and she would clearly tell him no. Okay. Why was she leaving? There's never an explanation. However, gentlemen, one thing you should never do. I myself went down this path. Is try to beg a woman to stay with you. Once she's decided to leave, let her go. However, wish her well, gentlemen. Wish her well and let her thoroughly know. Once she leaves, the door that she came into your life with is the door she's going to leave out of. And that door will be welded shut. I know having children with sad women makes it hard. However, you have to be able to separate being a spouse from being a parent. Like myself and the meat sack, we're parents. However, we are no longer husband and wife, period, point blank, even though we are still legally married. However, that is the extent of our relationship, period, point blank. Gentlemen, you have to be able to do that. Separate being a parent from being a spouse. But let's continue with this article. She said that Hilda told her that Pardo had suddenly become controlling, abusive, and obsessive. Ah, yes. The famous buzzwords that women love to use as a shield when they decide to scurry off like a thief in the night out of a marriage or a relationship because, oh, you know what? More than likely, someone else behind the scenes was bending her ear. I guarantee you, there was another man in the picture. Her family probably knew about said man. However, they want to make sure to make Mr. Pardo out to be a monster. Yeah, no. So a week ago, she left with their three young children to live with her extended family in Fredericksburg. Then, at his insistence, she returned to the home in Balch Springs this past Tuesday to retrieve her belongings. Other members of her family, including an older sister, made the trip with her. After the pickup truck was loaded, Griselda says Pardo told Hilda to come back into the house to get more of her shoes. As she was making her way inside, she made her way. He grabbed her and pinned her between the washer and the dryer in their kitchen where he knew she couldn't escape from. Then he started stabbing her. She said, "My sister, Maricela, did her best to try to get him off of her, but it was already too late." Police say Lewis then stole the other sister's pickup truck and fled before police could arrive. The vehicle was found in El Paso. Pardo is not a U.S. citizen and has family in Central Mexico. Quote unquote, she was stabbed approximately 14 times, says Pedro Gonzalez with the Balch Springs Police Department. Gonzalez says, other than a criminal mischief complaint, Balch Springs police have never been called to the home for any reported domestic violation. There you go, gentlemen. There you go. That is a massive detail. Something that TFM has always said in the past. Ladies, if you're going to claim any sort of abuse, you need to have a police report. The police themselves said, no, we've never been to this home. We don't have any reports of any sort of violation going on. So that right there completely torpedoes the idea that he was controlling, obsessive, or abusive. No, 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 ladies. No. Stop using those words as a shield for your own bad behavior. Quote unquote, "We never got a referral from anyone or an outcry from anyone," Gonzalez said. "But we are getting information right now as we speak on some of the past history of possible family violation." Once again, if there's going to be anything, it's going to come from her side of the family to paint him as a monster, even though there's nothing on file. Quote unquote, "Unfortunately, going to retrieve her things ended up costing my sister her life, Griselda said. Garula says the couple's three young children, ages 12, 10, and 3, are safe at an undisclosed location. Of course, a GoFundMe is set up for donations for burial expenses, and I really don't care about that, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, police and the Garula family plead for help to find Mr. Pardo. Yeah, no. Like I said, if he made it across the border and he's got family in Mexico, guess what? They're not gonna find him. Hey, it is what the fuck it is. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down at their home. I'm gonna give this a 15. Why? Because they said it was her home, as in he had already moved out. Method of execution. Of course, the hot butter knife of doom. I'm going to give that a 20. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 25 because, of course, her sisters had to witness her take her last breath. And, of course, for the brutality factor, 14 times, stab, 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 stab. I'm giving that a 30. So lethal, Lewis Pardo gets a score of 90. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. The fact that a woman can just up and leave without any explanation, take the kids, and make the man pay for said decision is something that this society needs to go ahead and try to fix. Even though we know that society will not fix this. Why? Because it is such a lucrative business. Yeah, parental alienation is a lucrative business. Why? Because everybody else gets paid at the man's expense. She would have left. She would have more than likely filed for child support. We don't know what the man did. Oh, wait a minute. He wasn't even a U.S. citizen. But what more needs to be said, gentlemen? This woman more than likely had someone in the background in her ear. Oh, yeah, you could do better. This, that, and the other. Blah, 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 blah. And more than likely, her side of the family probably agreed. So, yeah, she decided she was going to take off. Well, he decided he was going to send her packing. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think was the secret motivation behind her all of a sudden deciding to use the typical buzzwords and bounce? Put it in the comments section. And for you women out there that continue to think you can do this and get away with it, you need to understand, and you need to understand crystally damn clear. More and more men, when faced with this situation, they will take matters into their own damn hands. And the power you thought you had from society offering you a quote-unquote shield to protect you when you do bad things like that, that is gone out. Feminism and the idea that you could continue to use the Duluth model in said circumstances, that's gone out right along with it. Once again, I'm going to reiterate. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And when he does act, it will be with lethal resolve. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM. I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.